It is Friday morning, the 25th of May, and it's time for CEO Live. Of course, we catch up with the boss of one of a business in the capital around the UK. Steve Holford is Chief Customer Officer at HyperOptic. They say they offer super affordable fibre optic broadband, over 27 times faster than the UK's average broadband speed. They have had over £150 million in funding and employ over 500 people. And Steve is here now live in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
No problems. Great. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Not at all. I've touched on what you do, but how would you sum up HyperOptic? How did it come about?
Sure. Well, our founders saw that the UK infrastructure for broadband was using particularly out-of-date technologies, still used old copper phone wires, and speeds were unreliable and just not very, very good for consumers. Mm. So they saw a vision where they could bring in new infrastructure, new cables, take fibre all the way to residents' homes, and we could give a much better service. So we can give much faster speeds, much more reliable service, and generally a better experience for customers.
And how difficult is it to actually implement this and get this into people's homes in London?
It's a challenge for us as a company to be able to bring this new infrastructure in and take it to new buildings. But we spent the last 7 years refining that process, optimizing it, and making it much, much faster for us to do that. So now we're rolling out new buildings every single day. HyperOptic is available to 1 in 7 homes in the capital. So it's we are very focused on bringing better broadband to the capital. And generally, it's going down really well with all our consumers.
Now, this week, new rules clamping down on adverts with misleading broadband speed claims came into force. Home providers must now ensure that at least half of customers can achieve an advertised download speed during peak times. Up until now, it was just 10% of people. What's your reaction to that?
It's a step in the right direction, so it helps consumers understand the speeds they were getting. So on park fibre, which is what you typically get from the likes of BT, Sky, TalkTalk, you saw an up to speed and you never quite knew what speed you were getting. So this helps consumers get a guideline of what they're going to get. Mm-hmm. With our full fibre service, you get much, much closer to those speeds that you are promised, and that gets delivered all the way. So it's a step in the right direction. We'd like to have seen it go further by making advertisers state whether their service was full fibre, fibre optic all the way to the building, or part fibre, fibre only to the cabinet in the street, and then copper phone wires. But the ASA didn't quite go that far.
You've touched on some of your competitors. It is a competitive market, isn't it, you're in?
Yes, it is, absolutely. It's a very mature marketplace. Everybody needs broadband these days. And so, before we came along with full fibre and other companies doing the same thing, everyone was offering the same sort of service. Now, as more full fibre gets rolled out, consumers are seeing a different level of product and a different level of choice, which is only good for the market.
Tell me about your growth plans. What do you think's next around the corner?
Well, we're really focused on making HyperOptic more available. We're targeting urban areas, so towns and cities. We're available in 30 towns and cities across the UK. And what we're trying to do is bring it to as many homes as possible. We see so many people crying out for better broadband. Our focus is entirely on bringing it to more and more people across the country.
We always ask each week on CEO Live about Brexit, not how you voted, but if it will impact at all on your business plans.
We don't think so. We're entirely UK-focused on our marketplace, so we don't have any European operations in that sense. We do employ people from the EU in our company, as every company does. And as long as they're all looked after and they can continue to work here, I think that's a good thing. You know, we need to maintain that level of being able to deliver into the business. But no, we're entirely focused on the UK market, so there's less of an impact for us.
And finally, new data and privacy regulations, known as GDPR, come into force today, aimed at giving people more protection over their personal information. How many emails have you received?
I've had far too many, and I have to apologise because we've also sent some out to our customers to make sure that...
It's the law.
Absolutely. Ultimately, it's a good thing for consumers. It puts them more in control of their data and enables them to think about who has their data and how that data can be used. So it's a short-term pain for everybody. These emails will soon stop, and it just means that you have much more view of who has your data and how they're using it.